I would like to give this Devar Torah in the honor of Lenny Feldman, who's celebrating a little bit of a significant birthday today, from what I hear. So, Julie's Abba. So we're very happy that you're joining us. We wish you a very happy birthday. And this Devar Torah is in your honor. I should give you a lot of chizuk to continue. We can sing happy birthday maybe afterwards. Thank you, Mayor. Okay, we're going to continue studying the Medrash Shmo. We're moving on to Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis is a very famous Mishnah. Shimon HaTzadik Haya Mishiyarei Knesset HaGdola. We are told that Shimon HaTzadik was one of the last members of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Hu Haya Omeh, he used to say, Al Shlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omeh, upon three things the world stands, Al HaTorah, Al Avod, Al Gemilas HaChasadim. All right, so that's a very fair statement. Except along comes the Midrash Shmuel, who quotes the Rav Rabbeinu Shem Tov Ben Shem Tov. Don't know who he is, but apparently he has a good reputation. So he quotes Rav Rabbeinu Shem Tov Ben Shem Tov, who asks what I think is probably the obvious question that we fail to ask often. He says, I look around the world and I say to myself, the world doesn't stand on these things. Right, the world is made up of physical items. It's made up of rules of nature. It's made up of different energies and different materials, different laws of physics. Rabbeinu Shem Tov says that the world doesn't stand on these things. It doesn't stand on Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasadim. All you have to do is open your eyes and look around, and realize that Shimon HaTzadik's statement happens not to be true. So in a almost Hasidic kind of way, he responds, I assume this gentleman wasn't Hasidic, he was probably a Sephardic rabbi in Sfat, but he responds that a world without these three things is not called a world. Right? It doesn't have a Shem Olam, it doesn't have the name of a world, or even perhaps further, he says that famously the Talmud states that each individual person is a world, and unto itself, right? That has become a very popular statement in general society that one life is an entire world. So each individual person is a world, and contained within each individual person is three necessary things, right? Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. I can be very rabbinic right now and say something very nice about Julie, because we see I've personally experienced these three things in Julie. So you have a lot of nachas there, but the message of Rav Shem Tov is that it's not just talking about the physical world we live in, but it's talking about each of our individual worlds, that we have Torah, we have Avodah, which is Tefillah, and we have Gemilas Chasadim, which really builds and supports the world. Rav Chanan ben Akasha, Omer Ratzah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezak Yisrael, Lefichach, Chibar Lehem, Torah Mitzvah, Shinema, Adonai, Chafetz, Manzikar, Yagdil, Terav, Yadir.